Today on More to Life, starting over. Dealing with a major life change, loss, transition. We'll help you manage those changes gracefully and confidently write your next chapter. 877-573-7825. All of us want a great and grace-filled marriage, family, personal life. St. John Paul's Theology of the Body gives us a blueprint for making that happen.
More to Life. Happy couples find little ways to say I do every day.
Faithful insights. Effective tools.
Raising godly kids requires more than stopping bad behavior.
That's right. It means finding ways to make our faith the source of the warmth in our homes.
Practical. Theology of the Body-based answers for every part of your life.
God gave us our feelings. We don't have to be afraid of them.
And we just have to make sure that the first thing we do is ask Him how He wants us to deal with them.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to life.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, starting over. We're talking about dealing with major life changes, whether those are good changes, like a marriage, for example, or a new baby, or a new grandchild.
New job.
There you go. Changes that you didn't see coming and maybe were hoping wouldn't happen, like losses, illness, transitions. We want to help you manage all those changes gracefully and confidently write that next chapter of your life. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
Or I want to add helping somebody through a change, like all the parents out there who are getting ready to send their littlest ones off to school for the first time and are worried about, you know, how they're going to react, how you're going to get through that, how you can most effectively help them make a healthy, calm transition to that experience.
If you have adult kids who are having a new child, for example, or going through another difficulty, you know, and you just aren't sure how to be there to support them. Whether you're going through those changes and life transitions, or you're supporting someone you care about as they go through change, dealing with change is never a lot of fun.
It's scary. It's a little off-kiltering, off-putting.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the definition of change, right?
Yeah.
And so we want to help you find grace-filled ways to manage those good, bad, unexpected, and otherwise changes in your life. The number is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. You know, I mean, this is going back some years, but there was a movie, Parenthood.
And of course, that's a lot of years. Yeah. Yeah, but it's a great movie to rewatch.
And it became a television series as well. But the original movie, you know, there's a scene toward the end of the film where Steve Martin wants to kind of have life be like a merry-go-round. It's just a nice up and down, going in predictable circles.
Just a circle, and everything's calm and a little
thing about
bit fun.
How he hates roller coasters. Mm-hmm. And toward the end of the movie, there's a scene where he's watching his kid in a play, and it's not going well.
Oh.
And the camera makes it look like, while he's sitting in the audience, like he's on a roller coaster. Mm-hmm. And he just watched the face just go through all these, you know, the reactions as life is not turning out the way he had hoped it would. And it's just, I think it's a powerful illustration of how we all feel when we are facing change, whether it's good or bad or otherwise. The reality is change is always hard. But with God's grace, we don't have to be afraid of it. And we can embrace those changes and grow through those changes and even be excited to see what God is doing in our lives. That's where we want to help you get to. 877-573-7825. Are you facing a major change in your life? Whether that's an impending empty nest or a job loss or change, a breakup, a move, illness or other events. If you're wondering how to find the next step or discern what God is calling you to next. Or, as we mentioned, maybe it's someone you care about who's going through a big change and you're wondering how to be there for them. 877-573-7825. Let us help you manage all the changes in your life gracefully. Well, every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's theology of the body. Now, you might be wondering, well, what is that, and how could it possibly help me deal with big changes? Well, I'm glad you asked, because when St. John Paul was Pope, he asked a huge question. Basically, he said, if we looked at everything God's given us, creation, scripture, salvation history, and so on, what universal principles could we discern about God's plan for human flourishing and healthy, holy relationships?
You know, as we've been saying, you know, even when you have an expected change, but especially when it's unexpected, change can leave us feeling disoriented, empty, even useless. But St. John Paul II's theology of the body offers powerful hope in the face of these changes. Our life always has meaning because we were created to make a gift of ourselves. No matter the season we're in times of change, we may struggle with questions of identity or worth, but the theology of the body reminds us that our dignity doesn't come from what we do. It comes from who we are. Persons made in the image of God, created for love and communion.
Now, practically, that means that while we're making our way through change, we need to keep looking for small, intentional ways to continue giving ourselves to others, even if those gifts look different than they do right now. Continually looking for little ways to make a positive difference in both the situation itself and in the lives of those around us. Doing that keeps us from falling into isolation or despair. It grounds us in purpose. Our lives, even when facing unexpected or unpleasant changes, can be a sacrament of love, a visible sign of God's invisible grace. And that enables us to maintain a sense of peace and purpose and strength and constancy, even when everything around us is changing. We want to help you find that sense of peace and purpose and strength I just mentioned. If you're going through big changes in your life, or you know someone who is and you're struggling to support them, give us a call at 877-573-7825. Let us help you manage those changes gracefully and confidently. 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord, then we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, it seems like the one thing that always stays the same is that change is always happening. And we come to you today in the face of all the changes that we have to encounter, those unexpected changes, whether they're good or bad or otherwise. We ask you, Lord, to help us to be open to your grace so that we might be able to cooperate with that grace and respond to all those changes in ways that allow you to make something wonderful out of them. Help us to face even the most difficult changes in a graceful way that glorifies you, that helps us be our best selves, that enables us to be a gift by making a positive difference in the situation, in big and little ways, and by making a positive difference in the lives of those around us while we go through that change, so that we can be able to continue to be the gift your servant St. John Paul reminds us that we were created to be, so that through all these transitions, we can hold on to that constant, the realization that we are not what we do, but we are who we are in your love. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today's show, Starting Over, as we talk about dealing with life changes, losses, transitions, whether those changes are good or bad or otherwise. Dealing with change, especially when it's unexpected, is never a lot of fun. Are you going through a big change in your life? Is someone you care about facing a big change? You're not sure how to support them. However change is impacting you today, let us help you find ways to manage those changes gracefully and confidently write that next chapter of your life. 877-573-7825. 7825.
Greg, we have an email here from Sharon, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Michigan on Ave Maria Radio. She said, my mom knows that she needs to downsize from our family home to a small apartment. My dad passed over 10 years ago, but she's kept up our house and loves having everyone over for holidays and the occasional weekend. But now she knows it's getting to be too much for her, and she's so sad leaving all of her memories and not having enough room for everyone at holidays because it will be an apartment situation. She has not picked one yet, but I'm seeing her get sadder and more anxiety-ridden, and I don't know how I can help her make this transition, and I don't know how to help her make it a happy one. Any advice would be very appreciated. This is new territory for me. Sharon in Michigan.
Sharon, thank you so much for the question. And, you know, this is something that, you know, we all have to face at some point, but it's not easy. And I think the first thing you want to do here is give your mom space to grieve. You know, it's okay if it's not entirely happy. I mean, these kinds of changes involve both happy things as we face the new opportunities that are being presented to us, but also the loss of a lot of the history and the memories and the experiences that we had. So it's okay for your mom to feel what she's feeling and really resist the temptation to kind of be a cheerleader, to be like, hey, mom, you know, what about this and what about that? Because it just comes off like we don't care and we don't really get it. And so the person who's grieving tends to retreat even more into themselves and more into that grief as a way of asserting the fact that that their feelings deserve to be taken seriously.
Yeah, they really do. And there are a few things that you need to be saying to her that will help without just being a cheerleader. You know, one of the things that's very difficult about what she's doing is not just the memories that she's giving up and the future of hosting holidays and other things and having to, like, go to her children's houses to be able to do things like this. But it's her daily pattern, her comforts, her knowing who she is in that space and in her daily life. And if she's moving out of even the neighborhood, everything will change for her. She'll be in an apartment. Everything, like, you know how you can just get out of bed in the middle of the night and stagger to the bathroom in the dark and you're fine because you know it so well? She's going to be in all new territory. Plus, if she's in a new neighborhood, she has to find, you know, a new supermarket, a new hairdresser. So really helping her by saying, what are the comforts in your home that you love, that make you feel really good about being home during the day? What can we make sure we're doing to reassure you that you have that kind of thing in your new place?
Well, what you're getting at is something that's really important. The idea that grieving isn't the process of letting go. It's the process of staying connected in important, healthy ways to whatever it is that we're losing. So what you're talking about here is exactly that. Acknowledging that, yes, it's going to be sad to lose these things or to leave certain of these things behind. But being able to sit down and talk with your mom, okay, well, you know, what are the most important things, whether those comforts that you were just talking about, or even, say, for example, the holidays. You know, maybe if mom can't host the holidays, what are the things that she loves most about hosting, and could she do those things, you know, when you host those holidays, for instance?
And helping her really look around and pick something that's in an area that she's going to enjoy. You know, hopefully close enough to you that she can do those holidays and other activities with you on weekends. But also a place where she can get a taxi or a bus to go to do things that she wants to do, that she can develop interests so she's not just locked in a new apartment with nothing to do and not knowing anyone. So really having these important conversations and taking the steps to figure out, how do we make mom comfortable and how do we make her see this as something that can turn out to be positive rather than just cheerleading. Oh, it's going to be great, mom. Really hearing out what her needs are.
By identifying what are the things that are most important to her now and how could she replicate them in a new place, at least approximate them in a new place. Again, grieving isn't the process of giving up or letting go. It's the process of finding healthy ways to stay connected to either the person or the situation that you're losing. So help her make those transitions by understanding that healthy sense of grief, and give her the space to feel what she feels about it instead of doing the cheerleading thing that we were talking about. Thank you so much for the question. If there's more we can do to support you or your mom, don't hesitate to reach out to us here on the show or at CatholicCounselors.com. We're continuing to take your calls and questions today on our show titled Starting Over. Are you dealing with a major life change, good or bad? You know, maybe you're approaching an empty nest, a job loss or change, a breakup of a relationship, a move, an illness, another event. If you're wondering how to find those next steps or discern what God is calling you to. Or maybe it's somebody you care about who's going through a big change and you're really just not sure how to support them. You know, change is inevitable, but we want to help you manage those changes as gracefully as possible. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your calls coming up after the break. Plus, we'll be joined by Jacob Flores Popchak, a pastoral counselor with CatholicCounselors.com, who'll be sharing some insights on how to manage change gracefully. Stick around for that and a whole lot more when More to Life comes back after this.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Do you feel as though life is flying past you? Are you desperate for a way to find moments of peace and quiet? Lord, teach me to pray. The free Ignatian Prayer Series will open your heart to His voice, to the peace you are seeking and the only love that fulfills the human heart, Jesus. God is calling you to true joy, knowing Jesus personally. Lord, Teach Me to Pray is free. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com, click on the red box, order the Lord Teach Me to Pray series now. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Hello, Steve Ray here from Footprints of God Pilgrimages. Want to celebrate some amazing anniversaries this year in France? We'll visit Normandy Beach to celebrate our heroic military for the 80th anniversary of D-Day. Also, the 100th anniversary of the canonization of St. Teresa of Lisieux. Join us this October for our Saints and Shrines of France and a visit to the newly renovated Notre Dame Cathedral.
Find the Ave Maria Radio travel tab at AveMariaRadio.net.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled Starting Over. As we talk about major life changes, good or bad, unexpected or expected, the fact is change is never easy, and we want to help you manage change gracefully and support those you love who are going through changes as well. 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Jacob Flores Popchak. He is a pastoral counselor with CatholicCounselors.com. He's an expert on practical applications of the theology of the body and also a published author and illustrator. Jacob, welcome to More to Life.
I'm glad to be here.
You wanted to share some insights that you got about handling major change by watching a kid's show with your 3-year-old son.
All my best ideas come from kid shows. You know that. No, I've been rewatching Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood with my 3-year-old, and you know I love Mr. Rogers. I think the guy, you know, might as well be a saint. Incredibly beautiful insights that he always shares with his audiences. But there's one song in particular that he sings called "It's You That I Like." And the lyrics go, I won't sing all of them, obviously, but the lyrics go, it's you I like, it's not the things you wear, it's not the way you do your hair, but it's you. It's not your toys, they're just beside you. He lists all the things that you're not, right? And then he keeps repeating, but it's you that I like. And that really makes me meditate. It causes me to meditate on why big change is often so hard. Big change is often hard not just because we have to get used to new ways of being and new ways of living, which is really difficult on its own, right? Even if we're just that, that by itself would be really difficult and would deserve some patience for ourselves, right? Like we should go easy on ourselves with how difficult big changes to the way we do things are and not be mean to ourselves about that. But it's actually more than that. The really big reason that big change is hard is because existentially it often forces us to divorce ourselves from something that we thought we were, right? The reason Mr. Rogers has to say, it's you I like, it's not your toys, they're just beside you, right? I like who you are deep inside of you. The reason he has to say that is because a lot of little kids, they kind of see their toys as their identity, right? Or they see the food they like as their identity, or the way they dress as their identity. And I, as a grown-up, I'm no different. I see my job as my identity. I see, you know, the place I get my coffee every morning is an extension of my identity. I see the car I drive as my identity. And if that car breaks down and I have to get a new car, or if I lose my job, or if a dynamic in my life shifts because someone I love gets sick, or even someone I love passes away, there's, of course, again, the immediate grief of losing that thing. There's the difficulty of getting used to a new way of being that, again, we have to be patient with ourselves about. But that existential part of being divorced from something I thought was me but isn't, that's where we can really get tripped up. And so I see, therefore, big change, if we let it, as an opportunity to let God take that kind of Mr. Rogers posture towards us and be able to say in that moment of really difficult change, hey, my child, it's you I like. It's not the car that you're driving or the job that you identified yourself perhaps too much with, or, you know, this particular relationship dynamic. I don't dislike those things, right? Mr. Rogers doesn't say he dislikes the kid's toy, right? It's just, that's not you, and it's you that I like. And it gives us a chance to sort of rediscover who we authentically are. Those big changes give us a chance to rediscover who we authentically are in God's eyes, to rediscover what he likes about us, independently of all the kind of earthly trappings we've subconsciously attached to our identities.
Well, and just to put some kind of meat on those bones, you know, I think this goes back to our theology of the body reflection earlier in the program. You know, who are we? Well, God sees us as gift. You know, that whether we're going through good times or bad times or any times, that by asking, how can I use the gifts God has given me to make a positive difference in the immediate situation I'm going through or the lives of those around me, I can begin to re-identify with who God sees me as, that gift that I'm called to be, no matter what. And that does help give me that sense of constancy and help me remember who I really am in God's eyes, even as I'm going through those changes or losses or those questions that I'm facing as I go through those transitions. And being that gift enables us to hold on to our identity in Christ through it all.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, because again, you know, how I am a gift may change depending on the status of life that I'm in. You know, if I have this particular car, I can be a gift to people by, you know, giving them a ride in that car or running errands for them in that car, right? And if suddenly that car breaks down and now I need to, you know, drive something else, or I need to let somebody else drive me around for a little while, just, you know, for instance, that can be kind of an identity hit. Oh, no, I'm not that guy who drives everyone around in a car anymore. But the core ability to be a gift hasn't changed. So the question then becomes, okay, God, how do you want me to be a gift now with my new lot in life? And I'm talking about negative examples here a lot, but I would say this is just as true, if not truer, for positive examples. I have clients all the time who will be really, really self-critical because they'll have experienced what is objectively a positive change in their life, right? The birth of a new child, a new dream job that they've always wanted, right? Mm-hmm. You know, a new relationship that they were really excited for. And suddenly they will start to experience some internal tension and difficulty and struggle for precisely this reason. And they'll beat up on themselves and they'll go, oh, why am I unhappy? This is the thing I wanted. Well, again, it's because they've now been separated from a thing that they thought was core to their identity, however subconsciously, but wasn't. And you can cope with that if you can say, all right, turns out that thing that I thought I was, a single person, for instance, or a person yeah. who's in a dead-end job they didn't like, that's gone now, but I can still be a gift in some new way in this new environment, and that's who I really am.
Jacob, I want to thank you so much for being with us and for highlighting that sense of who we really are in God's eyes and how to be that gift even while we're going through transition. Folks who'd like to learn more about your good work, I encourage them to come on over to CatholicCounselors.com to learn more about how Catholic Counselors can transform your marriage, family, or personal life in the light of God's grace. Again, CatholicCounselors.com. And we are taking your calls, listeners, right now at 877-573-7825. Our show, starting over. We're talking about dealing with life changes, losses, transitions, even positive changes. The fact is, change is always stressful, no matter what it is, especially if it's unexpected. We want to help you manage those changes gracefully and be there for the people in your life who are going through changes if you're not sure how to support them. So however change is impacting your life, let's talk about how to manage that gracefully and to help those you love manage it gracefully as well. 877-573-7825. Once again, 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your calls coming up right after the break. Stick around.
What does the 10th commandment condemn? When the Lord God told us not to covet our neighbor's goods, he denounced envy, avarice, and greed as the root of theft, robbery, and fraud. Greed, the Catholic Catechism tells us, is the desire to amass earthly goods without limit. Avarice arises from a passion for riches and the power that attends to their possession. He who loves money never has money enough, says the Roman Catechism. The 10th commandment also requires us to banish envy from our hearts, reminding us that the devil's envy of God brought death into the world. Envy is defined as sadness seeing another's goods, accompanied by the immediate desire to possess those goods. Note, our Lord placed being poor in spirit at the top of the list of his 8 Beatitudes. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
Christ is the answer with Father John Ricardo.
I tell oftentimes an experience that I had at Divine Child when I was a young priest, 1 year ordained. First time I ever really saw the power of the Blessed Sacrament. And we simply exposed the Blessed Sacrament at the end of Mass one night. I encouraged people. I said, you know what, we've been in the habit of praying over people after Mass. I said, we're not going to do that this week. I'm just going to invite people to come on up and pray if they want to pray. And I put the Blessed Sacrament on the altar. I kneel down. As I kneel down, the church is in the sanctuary, the whole church. And as I'm looking at this, and I'm looking at the people there, and I'm looking at Jesus under the appearance of bread there, I saw the Lord standing on the altar. And he's just standing there looking out at all the people. And then at a certain point, he turned towards me, and he just bowed. And he says, don't you see how easy this is? You don't have to do anything. You just have to put me out. You put me out, and I will work.
Hi, I'm Lisa Popcheck. Did you know that research shows that married couples who find time to connect in meaningful ways tend to be happier and more resilient? It's not just about going out for a date now and then. It's about connecting in simple, ordinary ways on a daily and weekly basis. It's about finding ways to work, play, talk, and pray together instead of individually. For example, when couples choose to make a meal or clean up the kitchen together, that experience can nurture a sense of teamwork and collaboration that spills over into other areas of their relationship. Couples can connect by regularly doing something fun together, too. It doesn't need to be big. It might be as simple as reading a book together or taking an interest in one another's hobbies. As small as these rituals of connection might seem, over time, they create a deep, solid foundation for any marriage. They create the time couples need to share experiences, relate on a deeper level, and build a shared life together. Get more tips for building a strong marriage in the book, How to Heal Your Marriage and Nurture Lasting Love. And if you would like to find faithful help with your relationship, visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
Today's show is titled Starting Over, as we talk about dealing with those life changes, good, bad, expected, or unexpected. Fact is, change is never easy. We want to help you manage those changes gracefully and confidently write your next chapter. And if it's somebody you care about who's going through a big change and you're not sure how to support them, we're here for that too. 877-573-7825. Once again, that number, 877-573-7825.
Before we take our next call, we want to send out congratulations to another great EWTN radio partner celebrating 10 years with us. WPBV 98.3 FM serves Palm City and Stuart, Florida.
Congratulations going out to Rob Shannon and Hans Krug and everyone at Catholic Voice of the Palm Beaches from your friends here at EWTN. And folks, wherever you are tuning in to EWTN Catholic Radio, make sure to support your local EWTN Catholic Radio station, certainly with your prayers, but with your dollars, too. Let's keep EWTN Catholic Radio going strong for decades to come so we can keep supporting you in living a more faithful, joyful, and abundant life. Again, thanks to Rob Shannon and Hans Krug for their great work building the kingdom on Catholic Voice of the Palm Beaches Radio, and for all of you who are supporting Catholic Radio in some way. Thanks for helping us build the kingdom. And with that, we are taking your calls right now at 877-573-7825. The show's starting over as we talk about dealing gracefully with life changes. Who's up?
Let's talk now with Karen, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Missouri.
On Covenant Catholic Radio. Hi, Karen. What's up?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
My unexpected life change was after 33 years, my husband said that he wanted, he was going to call an attorney and we were going to get divorced. And it
horrible.
Hit me, you know, smack in the face. 15 years ago, he had had an affair and we got through that. We separated for a while and he moved back in and we healed through that as much as we could. And then fast forward to about a year ago, we were going through some life changes for the better. We sold our business. Our son had already moved away to Texas and was raising a family. Another son to Virginia. Well, he had just graduated from medical school. And when we got home from that graduation from medical school, that's when he announced he was going to hire an attorney. And I'm like, for what? So, he's a very introverted person. He's a very kind person. We're friends. We get along well. We don't fight. So I started encouraging him to talk about, you know, look what's going on. We sold the business. The kids have moved away. His comments were like, nobody needs me anymore. And I'm like, they need you, but just in a different way. They need you to be a grandparent now to their kids. And we get to travel in the RV. And, you know, so I go on. Because I recognize that I feel like he's having some sort of a mental health crisis. So anyway, he moved out into the RV, into the trailer park, and lived there for a while. And I thought, just give him space, let him kind of come to grips with what's going on. Anyway, he pursued the divorce. We ended up getting divorced in November. And the change for me was I had fully 100% put my trust in him with things like insurance and finances. I had never done any of that kind of stuff. So what I decided is I needed to treat this like a death. Like, I knew I wasn't the first person to go through divorce or a situation like this. And I decided if he had died, what would I do next? And mm-hmm. so what I decided that I would fall on the mercy of others. The first thing I want to tell you is that my son suggested I pray the surrender novena. Are you familiar with the surrender novena?
Yes, we are. Mm-hmm.
That was very helpful. Oh, Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Take care of everything. And, you know, I know we're supposed to ask God for help, but to really be in the time when you actually need it is life-changing for me. So I did that. And then the Jesus prayer. So when I wake up at 3 in the morning and I'm having the, you know, the devil's creeping in, I'm like, Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you.
Right,
and I say that
right.
all day long.
I want to build on that, because I think you're doing a lot of really good things. And I want to thank you for sharing your story, because I think it's going to be an inspiration to a lot of other people. One of the things that I would, you know, as you're praying that surrender prayer and the Jesus prayer, part of that process, you know, because here's what I hear from a lot of folks. I tried to give it to God, but then it kind of came back in my lap. You know, what am I doing wrong? And I've told this story before, but this is, I think, a helpful metaphor for me. I hope it helps you as well. You know, I remember when I was a kid, and I really struggled with math, and I hated doing my math homework, right? So I would wail and holler and cry, and I would, in the hopes that my parents would just maybe do my math for me. But they wouldn't. They would sit down next to me, and they'd say, okay, let's just do this one problem at a time. And they'd walk me through the steps, right? And that's what surrendering our problems to God is like very often. You know, we think that we're giving God our homework and he's going to do it for us. But surrendering to God means saying, I don't know what I'm doing. Lord, can you sit with me and teach me step by step how to go through this problem so that I can approach it the way you want me to? And so that you can make something wonderful out of it. And it sounds crazy to say that, because, I mean, how could anything wonderful come out of something as horrible as the divorce you're describing, for example? And I don't mean to minimize the pain that you're going through at all. But I know that with God's grace, I mean, how could anything wonderful come out of a crucifixion? Right?
That's what we all have to contemplate.
And yet, out of that came the salvation of all humankind for all of eternity. God can do amazing things with even the worst situation, and surrendering the situation to him doesn't just mean giving it to him and saying, you know, I'm going to go through this and cross my fingers and hope you're going to do something awesome. But what it means is really sitting every day with God and saying, how do you want me to approach today? How do you want me to approach this particular moment or this particular situation in a way, or this particular feeling, in a way that will allow something wonderful to come out of it? Teach me how to respond to this situation in a way that would allow me to be my best self. In a way that would allow me to use my gifts, the gifts you've given me, to make a positive difference in the circumstances I'm going through right now, in order to make a gift of myself to others in some small way. And by doing that every day, as you're continuing to pray that surrender prayer, and as you're continuing to pray that Jesus prayer, you're cooperating with God's grace to write that next chapter of your life. Karen, I'm so sorry that you've had to go through that experience, but I want to commend you for the way you've approached it, the graceful way that you're walking this path, and for your willingness to share your witness and experience with our listeners.
And I'm just going to flip this off of you for just a moment, Karen, because I really believe, based on, you know, the history of our work, that you read what was happening with your husband correctly. You know, this is a very quiet man. He had an affair. You guys sort of got through it, but he never really learned to talk about his feelings. All the kids left. He didn't feel like he had a purpose. There's a very good chance that your husband's been struggling with some form of depression for quite a while and really does need to get some help to be able to get through that, because he's just drawing into himself more and more, ending relationships, not really learning the skills he needs to cope well or have relationships. So it's something that you may want to at least mention to your children. You said you're still friends with him. I wouldn't mesh yourself too much in it, since he really wasn't willing to do that work when the two of you were married. But your children are going to want a relationship with their father in some way, shape, or form. And you might want to discuss with him that that's the kids, that it's very much a possibility.
Yeah, I mean, I think your instinct that he's having a mental health crisis is not out of
the realm of
the question. Because I mean, even when you're talking about infidelity, honestly, you mentioned he was unfaithful 15 years ago. 9 times out of 10, when I see that, affairs are an attempt to self-medicate for undiagnosed depression. Because I tend to keep things to myself. I don't know how to express my needs or my feelings appropriately, so I just stuff it all. And then eventually I find somebody who makes me laugh, who makes me feel good about myself, and then I use that relationship as a way of feeling better. And that's consistent with the pattern that you described back then and with the pattern he's dealing with now. So I wouldn't be surprised if there is a depression that's really driving this. And so to the degree that that's helpful to contextualize what you're going through, I hope that those insights will offer some other ways to deal with this too. But mainly focus on the first part of what we were saying here. Just really continuing to pray through how does God want to work in you to make something wonderful out of what you're going through next. Thank you for the call, Karen. 877-573-7825. As we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths.
Amen. This is not, though, about just saying, okay, God, you take it and you're going to fix it. It's really about God wanting us to work with him and him wanting to work with us to be collaborators and cooperators in that grace so that he can show the amazing things that he can do, even working in our brokenness. It's what St. Paul talks about whenever he says, therefore I will boast even more of my weakness so that in my weakness God can be glorified. He's reminding us that even in the worst situations, God can work with us, in us, and through us to do amazing things. And that's what he wants to do in your life right now. 877-573-7825. Are you dealing with a life change, a loss, a transition, or even a positive change, a new marriage, a new child that you're kind of struggling with? We want to help you manage those changes gracefully and be there for the people you love who are going through big changes too. 877-573-7825. Stick around for more. More to Life coming up right after the break.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
He is honored by the church as a saint with the title of the Angelic Doctor.
Matthew Bunsen and the Doctors of the Church.
St. Thomas Aquinas wrote a basic textbook for young theology students that became the Church's most famous guide to the faith, the Summa Theologica. It helped him earn the title Doctor of the Church. He died in 1274.
For more about the Doctors of the Church, visit doctorsofthechurch.com.
When the need for senior care arises, home is where the heart is. Visiting Angels provides home care for mom or dad up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You may select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. More information at visitingangels.com or at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today on More to Life, the show is titled Starting Over, as we talk about dealing with major life changes, losses, transitions, or supporting someone you care about who's going through the same. We want to help you manage those changes gracefully and confidently write the next chapter of your life. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with David, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Sioux Falls on Real Presence Radio.
Hi, David. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Yeah, thanks. I'm a clinical psychotherapist and college professor. My patient role has changed. I've got a lot of Catholic people struggling with a lot of the issues in the church. I'm trying to redirect them back to their faith because I know that that's going to help sustain them. They're just so unhappy with the multiple issues going on. What would you recommend?
Okay, I thought there was a. What would I recommend, just in general, or
how do I help them reconcile this distress that they feel?
So and this is something we deal with a lot in the course of our pastoral counseling work at CatholicCounselors.com, and I have a couple of recommendations for you. So the first thing is, when we're going through, and you know this as a counselor from dealing with other situations, it's the same thing when clients bring up politics, for example, or the world, right? We end up projecting onto these global events, quote unquote, the church or the world or the nation or whatever, our personal struggles. So it's not to say that those things aren't real, but it's to say that those problems in the church or the politics or the whatever, they resonate with us for particular personal reasons. And it's our job as counselors to help those people really say, what are these things that I'm so unhappy about in the church a stand-in for what I'm dealing with in my own personal life or my relationships? Why is this resonating so much for me? I'm not suggesting that you minimize or poo-poo in any way the concerns that people have about the church or whatever. But you need to play the projection, essentially, to use Fritz Perl's old phrase, and say, what about this is reminding you of what's going on in your own personal life or your own relationships that's making it hurt so deeply for you.
And that's going to be different for every single person you talk to. So I think one of the things that might play into this is that you're going between talking to large groups of students and then talking to patients. And when we talk to a classroom full of students, and I know this from my own experience, we're trying to get the point across, trying to teach them, and trying to sort of, cast a wide net on helping them understand. But when you're dealing with anyone, whether it's someone in your care, in your profession, or it's a friend, we really need to be helping them and helping ourselves understand them by bringing it back to their own personal experience. Because if we start assuming, well, this thing about the church or that thing that happened, I get it without them having to explain it because, of course, that's upsetting, so let me put my, intelligent hat on this. We need to really be asking those deep dive questions.
I'll give you just some specific examples of situations that we've worked with. So, a person complaining to me about, for example, the abuse scandals in the church. You have to recognize that is objectively an evil thing, and of course anybody would be upset about that. But the reason it was really resonating for this particular person was because they felt like there wasn't any place in the world that they could be safe, that they'd been through traumatic events in their own life, and they thought that I could at least be safe here in the church, and look, it's even there. And so really helping them personally learn how they could be safe within themselves, even though the world is filled with sin, you know, and kind of overcome this illusion that there are quote-unquote safe places. And how can I instead be a strong person who knows how to be safe even in the face of threats around me? A person was complaining, for example, about Pope Francis and his rules on the Latin Mass, for example. And this was a person who grew up in an environment where they didn't have a lot of traditions in their family. In fact, their family broke up. They were looking for a place to feel like we could participate in something bigger than us, participate in traditions, and that person felt like the Holy Father was challenging that. And so they were upset about what was going on in the church, but really it was reflecting what was going on in their own personal space, where they needed to connect more deeply with personal traditions and rituals and routines in their own personal and family life. And by helping them understand that, they were able to let go of that bigger kind of fear and focus on what they needed to be doing to reclaim power in their own life. So those are just two simple examples of what I'm talking about here. But by acknowledging the pain in the big situation in quote-unquote the church or the nation or the world or whatever, but then asking, why is this resonating specifically for you? What's personal about this for you? And how can I, as your counselor, help you gain power over that situation? That's really your best way forward. I want to recommend a book to you, by the way, too. It's called Spiritually Integrated Psychotherapy by Ken Pargament. Dr. Pargament is the winner of the APA's William James Award for the contributions he's made to the psychology of religion. And the book, Spiritually Integrated Psychotherapy, presents an ethical and effective way to integrate religious faith with counseling. It's rooted in over 200 studies. It's very comprehensive, and it really does an amazing job in being able to help clients access spiritual resources and understand the spiritual dimensions of the problems that they're going through. So I really encourage you to check that out as well. Again, Ken Pargament, Spiritually Integrated Psychotherapy. David, thank you so much for the question, and we really appreciate the opportunity to be able to work together with another colleague. If there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out. And we've got a couple minutes yet, so let's take another question. Lisa, who's up?
I do want to take this question. It speaks for so many people. Kimberly, who is listening in Illinois, called in, and she asked, she's going through a divorce, and her family has taken it upon themselves to give her advice. Wow. All this advice has mostly been negative stuff that they've brought up about her past. She said, I'm struggling, and they're trying to kick me while I'm down. How can I deal with this situation?
All right, Kimberly, thank you so much for the question. So, I think it's important to do a couple of things. First of all, to not excuse their behavior, but to try to appreciate the intention behind it and say, okay, these are people who care about me, who are trying to be helpful. And if we can assume that going in, then you can start by saying, hey, I appreciate what you're trying to do, but it's not really helping me. This is what I need from you. So having said that, the people who really love you and should be in your life are going to give you that kind of support. Right? They're going to be there to help you in the ways that you've asked them to help you. And when you've clarified that certain types of support aren't helpful, they'll stop doing that. If they don't, those are people that you need to start setting boundaries with, and that you might need to limit your relationship. I don't mean cut them off necessarily, but I mean limit your relationship to those places where you feel safe. You know, so instead of going there for the entire weekend, maybe you get together for a meal, or you limit it to a phone call a week, or whatever it is. Maybe there are certain topics that you don't address with them, but you talk about other things with them, because they're good about this and that, but not so much when it comes to the personal stuff.
And you sort of have a list of ways to change the topics with this person. You know, they all of a sudden bring up the football score, the score from last game, or their job, or anything else, just to change the topic so you can be in control of the conversation in an easy way.
But when you're going through a painful situation, of course we want to have the people we know around us. But we do have to be selective and recognize that some of those people might not be equipped to help us. They might not be the best people for this particular part of our life. And that doesn't mean we have to cut them out, hopefully. But it does mean that maybe we need to set some boundaries that allow us to protect ourselves as we're going through this challenging time, and we draw those people closer to us who can give us the kind of support that we need. So, Kimberly, I want to give you that encouragement to maybe set some of those boundaries with those people who have been less than supportive. First, be clear about what you need. Let's assume that they're trying to be helpful. and they just don't know how.
Their own knuckleheaded way.
And clarify exactly what you need from them. And then let them show you that they want to be a support to you in your life. And let the people who don't want to be a support to you show you that too. And you make changes accordingly. Thanks so much for the question. If there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. And it goes for you listeners as well. No one should go through major life transitions or changes on their own. And if you're looking for ways to get through those changes gracefully and discern God's plan for discovering the next chapter in your life, reach out to CatholicCounselors.com. We'll hook you up with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you transform your marriage, family, and personal life in the light of God's grace. That's CatholicCounselors.com. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, remember that with God's grace, there really is so much more to life. Have a blessed day.
More to Life is a co-production of CatholicCounselors.com, Ave Maria Radio, and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. For copies and downloads of this program, and for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.